69 215 110. I'm going down highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Steeper, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm featuring One Night Stand by Jason Ferguson featuring Bo Tyler. I met J-Ferg in the heyday of the LPP, the Listening Party Podcast days. Back when Rod was networking with other podcasts, Jason had a podcast from a basement in Tulsa. That was a podcast name. That's a podcast name, From a Basement in Tulsa. And he recorded with local bands. You would not have this podcast if it weren't for Jason. Jason is the inspiration for the 110 podcast and partly for like us having more musicians on the Listening Party podcast. I'm not joking. I have my personal 110 podcast playlist where I do my deep dive on artists that I find that have less than 1,000 listens. Jason's, this song is the very first song on that playlist. I just thought of him when I thought of having local artists on a podcast. And I know it took me 99 episodes, but it's kind of really special if you think about it. I just wanted to give credit to another person who really inspired me to support local music, and that's J-Ferg. We call him J-Ferg. Rod and I call him J-Ferg. I loved what he was doing in Tulsa, supporting local artists. He was actually recording them when they came in. So they'd bring a song and then they'd leave with the recording. Yeah, like he had a little studio there. Sent him a Pearl Jam poster for his studio and he was asking for stuff to hang on the wall. I think that podcast went from the late 2014 till about 2016. Some episodes are still up. He ended on episode 131 and you can find those on Spotify for sure. I just went back and listened to the episode with Rod and I. That was episode 97 if you want to check it out. It was a different time, man. Similar but still different. Yeah, it was a trip. But anyways, here is a clip of One Night Stand by Jason Ferguson. I feel like in the beginning, this isn't what I usually bring, like at first listen. Then you hear that guitar kicks in and I freaking love it. And that's something that I would bring. But like, make no mistake, I freaking love this EP. producer Rod knows every single lyric to this EP. You guys know the radio in my car is broken. So when something like goes wrong, the radio and like my playlist default to the beginning of my personal 110 podcast playlist. And this is the first song. So this song usually starts playing. And then I'm driving. If there's a malfunction when I'm driving, I just have to keep going. And it's like, oh, well, we're listening to Jason again. But I don't mind. I don't mind at all, Jason. We love your music. And Jason actually sent in a clip. So I'm excited. Yay, we got a clip. Yeah, Jayberg came through with a clip. I'm so excited. I'm still waiting on those t-shirts that he said he was going to send me, the Jason Ferguson t-shirts and some mics he said he was going to send me back in 2017. But, you know, I'll take them, Jason. I will rock a Jayberg shirt, okay? But anyways, here's a clip from Jason.
What's up, D-Fur and the 110 Podcast Gang? My name is Jason Ferguson, and I'm here to talk about my song One Night Stand that I wrote with my friend Bo Tyler of the band We the Ghost. So this was back in 2013, which was fun to look back on. I'm not going to lie. Thank you, 110 Podcast, for causing me to go back and listen to this song and remember some stories. But this song is track 3 on a 5-song EP that I released. It was called The Unicorn Episode. And that what kind of happened with this song is I was in pre-production. I was kind of writing with Bo Tyler and Rockwell, Ryan Ripperger, who was going to record and engineer and master, and he did everything on the album. He even played acoustic guitar. And I kind of showed the guys this song I had started writing. It didn't have a name. It had said nothing about a one-night stand at the time, but it was just, I started playing it as 3-4 chords, very slow, very sad. This song about dreaming and hoping that, or wishing that I could live in that dream forever. And my friend Bo, who was kind of there to help write and make a kind of, he wanted to make a hit is what he said, or would have said. He wanted to see me playing faster kind of poppy songs, because I always played very slow, very heartbreaky songs, or almost something you'd hear at I don't know. Anyway, so he goes, I sang the song, and it was like, give up everything for one more day in that dream. And Bo goes, what if we said, even if it's a one night stand? And boom, that's how it happened. So we ended up, he made that bridge chorus, and he ended up singing on the second verse, and he wanted to say the word naked. I wouldn't have said naked, but there it is. He said it. Anyway, that's kind of how the song came about. It was a song I wrote, but I ended up writing it together with Bo Tyler and even Rockwell Ripperger. He helped with that. But it wouldn't have been anything like it is now, or it wouldn't have been anything like that without Bo. He kind of made it. He is the genius producer that was kind of his thing. Anyway. I've said anyway enough times, so let me tell you about who played on this song and this album. So the drums was by a gentleman named Brandon Holder, everybody from Tulsa, or started in Tulsa. Some of these guys are out doing crazy stuff right now. And bass was Eric Arndt and Rockwell. Electric guitars were Jeff Coleman and Cody Clinton. Cody Clinton, I think, played the guitar part on this song. The guitar part. The acoustic guitar was Rockwell and me and Ben Mosier, but I don't think anything I played instrument-wise made it onto the album. On keys was a gentleman named Brian Lee, and then aux percussion again was Rockwell Ryan Ripperger of Steven Speaks. So we got like 6 seconds left to our deadline, so I want to say thank you, D-Fur, and congratulations as you reach 100 episodes.
Thank you, Jason. Oh, I'm really curious to hear the stripped-down version now. I love like all that information that he gave, and I'm glad that Bo pushed him to put in that one night stand. Yeah, because it's not something Jason would put in there. So yeah, it's really funny to hear. Fun facts about Jason. He actually tried out for American Idol twice and The Voice at least once. There were several times. I remember like talking to him about this and then us talking about like that crazy experience and how, you know, just what they were looking for. He never made it past like the first stage. He's one of the few people that I know that tried out for shows like that. That's just crazy to me. And he's so good. Like, Jason, this is such good, like, stuff. This is good stuff. He has a great voice. He's very talented. And to not even just, like, get past that first stage and, oh, man, makes me sad. Just know I love your stuff. I was just blown away. You guys have no idea how big From a Basement in Tulsa was. Like, from someone that didn't live in Tulsa, someone like was just a podcaster in California listening and, like, you know, following Jason on social media. It seemed like a really big thing to those in Tulsa, like to that music community. It just seemed like it meant a lot. I could have sworn he won, or they gave him like the key to the city, the key to Tulsa. But he said, he's like, I don't think so. I think it was just they got nominated for best podcast in what was called the Tulsa Voice or something like that. And so they got nominated for a couple awards, and they did have a partnership with Tulsa Chamber of Film, Music, Arts and Culture. And they were on a few projects together and panels together. It just seemed like they were just doing big, great things like for the music community in Tulsa. And that's what was really inspiring as someone who loves music. I'm from LA. We're huge in music. And I just always wanted to do something to support local artists. But I was too cheap to make my own studio or anything like that. You know what I mean? I just really loved that podcast and that energy that Jason brought and like everything that he did and what the community looked like, you know, from afar, you know, because I've never been to Tulsa. But so again, I just want to thank Jason, Jayferg, Rod and I are really stoked. We hope we get to meet you this time. Jason's one of the few like people that like we met through podcasting. We're like, yeah, dude, I'd totally like meet up with them if they came to California. And there's like three. Okay. There's like three people. Jason's one of them. Hope we get to meet you in July, Jason. I hope you check out One Night Stand from the Unicorn episode. And it's cool because episode is with a capital E and a capital P. So it's like EP in there. And yeah, it's a cool play on letters. You can follow Jason's status on Instagram. I hope you rate this podcast. One Night Stand will be added to the Expand Your Playlist /110 podcast playlist, where you can find all the songs that I've ever featured on this podcast. I think I'm just going to go until episode 132, because Jason's From a Basement in Tulsa went to 131. So I was like, I just need one more than that and then I win, right? As far as supporting local music, I know I'm not recording artists or anything like that, like consistently, because that's what he did. But yeah, I think if I get to 132, I'll be good. We'll have beat Jayferg, so... And yeah, like I said, if you want to hear a really old episode, I feel like it's, if you want to learn a little bit more, like a lot of that stuff still stands. Check out episode 97 of From a Basement in Tulsa. And that's the one with Rod and I totally forgot we did that. And then I listened back and then the story started coming back about Jason and like forgetting the lyrics to like a song, like singing like Front Row and then Rod's toenails. And yeah, so go check it out if that interests you. Next week, I am so excited to finally share my 100th episode. It's going to be a little bit longer. It's going to have music. It's going to have my two favorite local bands. I'm pretty sure you know which ones they are. And if you're interested in learning more about Black and Gold Studio, where the bands and I recorded, well, just the bands, like I was there for the 100th episode, you could check out the Listening Party podcast. Mike from Black and Gold Studio is our June guest. We do that once a month and we talk music with friends and cool people like Mike who know music. So go check out the Listening Party podcast. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you listen next time. Say hi to your dad for me. Bye.